Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. It's a great weekend to go fishing or take somebody who hasn't been fishing in a while fishing because it's a free fishing weekend in a number of states around the country. That includes my home state of Washington State, where you can fish or crab or clam with no license required. And in Florida, you can go freshwater fishing this weekend too. Other states offering free fishing this weekend include Alabama, Arkansas, Washington, D.C., Iowa, Louisiana, Missouri, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and several states are also offering Saturday, if you're a Saturday listener. June 8th is a free fishing day that includes Utah, Nevada, Idaho, and Georgia. So here's another little trick. You can go fishing a lot of these states for free even as a non-resident, and that really saves you some money. So either take somebody fishing who hasn't been fishing for a while, get them hooked on the sport again, or maybe go to a neighboring state and try out some waters there without paying those extra fees. No matter what reason you choose, it's a great excuse to go fishing this weekend. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. One of them is Mike Whitlow. He's the Western representative for Anglers In International. He's got a Lake El Salto fishing report for you from Mexico, not far from Mazatlan. And I'll tell you what, the fishing's been very, very good. And he's got openings for a July trip. If you want to go fishing with him, I'd highly recommend it, especially based on how good the fishing is and how big those largemouth bass are down there. Speaking of fishing trips, we've got one opening left on the Sportsman's Cove Lodge fishing trip that I'm going to be on with my daughter Faith, and I'd love it if one of our listeners signed up to go fishing with us. Don't know if we have room on the boat, but you know, there's only 30 guests at the lodge, so we'll definitely get to spend some quality time either before or after the fishing day, and we can swap some fishing stories maybe over a drink or maybe over dinner or breakfast. I'll tell you more about this opportunity later in the show, but you can get a head start by going to alaskasbestlodge.com. That's the website for Sportsman's Cove Lodge. And let them know you want to fish the 6th or the 9th. There's $1,000 off per person if you do. Again, there's only one opening, though, so this is just for one individual. That's all we've got left on this trip. As for our other guests, well, we've got Richard Sims, the editor of Crappie Now. He'll be joining us to talk about a media camp that they held down at Barnett Reservoir in Mississippi. As you might imagine, crappie fishing was first and foremost on the mind for Richard, and he'll tell you how the crappie fishing is down there. And I'll give you a preview. Just like the bass fishing at Lake El Salto in Mexico, the crappie fishing at Barnett Ross Reservoir in Mississippi, really, really good. And our other guest, that would be David Moskowitz. He's a very talented photographer who collaborated with a writer to produce a beautiful coffee table book called Big River, and it's all about the Columbia River that flows from Canada into the Pacific Ocean bordering Oregon and Washington. It's one of the biggest rivers in America, and the photos here and the narrative really captures not just the river itself, but the natural history of the river, the wildlife and the fish, and the people who fight for the river and benefit from the river, too. I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation with David Moskowitz about the Big River, also known as the Columbia River. Before we talk to our guests, though, we've got some outdoors news to share with you. We start things off at Yellowstone National Park, where once again people are getting way too close to big animals. That includes an 83-year-old woman from South Carolina who was gored by a bison at Yellowstone Lake in Wyoming. According to news reports, the bison was, quote-unquote, defending its space. The woman was just a few feet away from the bison, and the bison used its horns to gore the woman, lifting her off the ground about a foot. Emergency responders took the woman to a nearby clinic, and then she was taken by helicopter to a hospital in Idaho Falls, Idaho. This happened last Saturday, and as of press time, we don't have any condition about the woman except that she sustained serious injuries. Remember, you should stay 25 yards away from bison and, quite frankly, give all the wildlife in Yellowstone and other national parks ample space. These events happen every single year. People trying to take selfies are getting way too close to elk and bison and bear and moose, and bad things happen, and it's all preventable. In other news, this time related to waterfowl, we learned that 60 years of data compiled by the U.S. Geological Survey, Ducks Unlimited, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have found that migration patterns are changing for certain breeds of ducks in the Midwest. Using 60 years of band recovery data from the Central and Mississippi flyways, it's been determined that blue-winged teal winter distributions shifted westward and southwards, and mallard and northern pintail distributions shifted eastward and northwards by 60 to several hundred miles. Why this is happening is not answered in the study. That will probably be the subject of a follow-up study. And now it's time for one of my favorite segments that we get to air on the show.
Record fish, anyone?
From USA Today, we learn a fisherman caught a flathead catfish weighing a whopping 95 pounds. It was caught at Pine Creek Reservoir, that's located in McCurtain County, which sits along Oklahoma's borders with Texas and Arkansas. The person that caught the fish was Bradley Courtright, an angler from Oklahoma, who caught the monster catfish on a trot line. The catch is not a state record, but it certainly is a lake record, and the picture of it has been making the rounds on social media, and for good reason. The fish was cleaned and provided over 40 pounds of meat to a lot of catfish lovers. If you want to see the picture yourself, you can probably find it at the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation Facebook page. They've got a post there all about it. And as for you, Mr. Courtright, way to go. That is one heck of a catfish.
Congratulations on your new record.
Next, a nightmare story for a big bass tournament angler. From LakeExpo.com, we learn that Chris Larkins was fishing the Big Bass Bash at the Lake of the Ozarks, caught and released a $100,000 fish not once, but twice, and still wasn't able to cash in a paycheck. Here's what happened. Larkins was fishing the two-day tournament, and on the first day, saw this 7.98-pound bass hanging out near the bank. Now, this is on Saturday, April 20th. The bass was on a gravel spawning bed, and Larkins decided he was going to sit on that spot all weekend long if he had to until he caught that fish. He was fishing with his 21-year-old son and worked a variety of lures past the fish for a couple hours, then finally got a bite. He reeled in the lunker. His son netted it, but before the celebration could begin, his son said, "Dad, it's outside the mouth." That's right. Tournament rules specify a fish must be hooked inside of the mouth for it to be a legal catch. Snagging a fish anywhere outside of the mouth disqualifies you. So Larkins did the right thing, and he let the fish go. But before he did, he weighed it and determined it was a 7.98-pound fish on his scale, which, by the way, would have been the winning fish. So Larkins lets the fish go. The bass goes back to its spawning bed, and Larkins starts casting again. An hour and a half later, Larkins caught the fish again, and they got it to the boat again. But once again, it was foul-hooked, so he returned the fish to the water a second time. By now, the tournament was ending for the day, but Larkins decided to return first thing Sunday morning and spend all day trying to catch that fish again. Unfortunately for him, he never got a chance. Larkins said a couple of guys had been standing on a nearby dock watching him reel in the monster, and they asked Larkins why he threw the fish back after he caught it. He explained his reason, trying to do the right thing, and also explained to the men, "That's a $100,000 fish. Please let me try to catch it the following day." Larkin said, "I shook that guy's hand on his dock, and he assured me that he would not mess with the fish nor tell anybody that was there." However, later that night, scrolling Facebook, Larkin's heart sank into his stomach. A photo posted to a local Facebook group showed one of the two men holding up that very bass with a caption, We caught this 7.9-pound largemouth bass in about 2 feet of water by our dock today. The next morning, Larkins and his son made a beeline back to the spot, hoping against hope the fish might still be there, thinking the guys had thrown the big bass back. When he got there, he found one of the men walking down to the dock. Larkins told the man he'd seen the photo from the night before, and that's when he found out that the men kept the fish and filleted it. Larkins admitted he blew a gasket. It wasn't pleasant, he said, I will tell you that. Talk about a heartbreaking story. And you know, Larkins says, despite the way things turned out, he doesn't regret doing the right thing and throwing the fish back when he had foul hooked it. As for the two men on the dock, yeah, they had a legal right to catch the fish, but you know, they shouldn't have promised they were going to leave it alone just to go ahead and start fishing for it as soon as Larkins left on the first day. To those two guys, whoever you are, you're jerks. And as for Mr. Larkins, I hope karma comes around and grants you a big tournament when you certainly deserve it after this.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Richard Sims on the line again. He's the editor of Crappie Now. And I'll tell you what, if you go to crappienow.com, you're going to see the lead article is about the Crappie Now Media Camp that was hosted at Barnett Reservoir near Ridgeland, Mississippi. And man, oh man, they caught a whole bunch of crappie down there. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, John. I appreciate you having me.
So I've been to what I call fish camp, which is something very similar before, where a promoter named Ed Iman would go ahead and get manufacturers together and retailers together like Cabela's and Lamaglass Rods and Columbia Sportswear and Camp Chef and other sponsors. And then he would invite some guides and tournament anglers and then media members. We'd all get together for several days of camping in the Columbia River Gorge, and we'd go fishing every day. But the main thing that was going on was the networking that was happening during the fishing trips and after the fishing trips, and it was a win-win for everybody. And this is kind of similar, but it was happening in Mississippi, right?
Absolutely. It's the exact same thing. You know, it was sponsored by the publisher of Crappie Now, who teamed up with the tourism folks in Ridgeland, Mississippi, to come down to Ross Barnett Reservoir. They're basically in the city limits of Ridgeland, more or less. And just like you described, ton of great sponsors, Crappie Magnet, PowerPole, Garmin, Driftmaster, you know, the list goes on and on of the sponsors who were involved. And about a half dozen different riders are invited to come down and fish on Ross Barnett Reservoir and learn all about it. And of course, generate content for our magazine and our social media outlets. And it, you know, it's one of those deals. It's kind of a win-win for everybody.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Ross Barnett Reservoir? It's a body of water I'm completely unfamiliar with, and I think a lot of our listeners are too, because it's overshadowed by some nearby lakes that are much more popular with crappie anglers.
You've got that. You nailed it. You know, there's some of the best, most well-known crappie fishing lakes in the country, if not the world, are in northern Mississippi. Grenada, Sardis, Enid, those lakes, they just get an incredible amount of publicity. And one of the young ladies I was speaking to with Ridgeland Tourism Group, you know, she said herself, she says, we're kind of a well-kept secret. Barnett Reservoir is about an hour south of all those lakes I just named. So you're kind of in the same general territory organization. In spite of what I experienced, incredible crappie fishing. And there's one big difference on Barnett Reservoir. The lakes to the north produce a lot of big crappie. Their growth rates are a lot faster, so they have stricter size limit and creel regulations. But on Barnett Reservoir, it's the same statewide limit as most of Mississippi. There are no size limits on Barnett. You can keep any size crappie you want to, and you're allowed 30 crappie per day per angler. But even though there's no size limit, there was no shortage of, you know, 10, 12, 14, 15 inch crappie. We caught a lot of good crappie. You know, if you go to Crappie Now and you read the article that you were reading, apparently, you'll see that we caught some great fish, and we caught a lot of them.
And it's not just crappie in that lake either. I saw that you got a picture of our mutual friend Ron Stallings from TTI Blakemore, who was holding a catfish there. So you weren't just catching crappie, were you?
No, and actually, there were some of the guides who were guiding specifically for catfish. Keith Sutton, my counterpart, who is the editor for Catfish Now, was catfishing mostly and gathering content for Catfish Now. But it so happened the picture you're talking about, we were actually crappie fishing when we caught that flathead. And, you know, like most anglers do, that a lot of times when you're crappie fishing, you get some bycatch, and that 7 or 8 pound flathead that Ron caught was a lot of fun on a crappie rod. So, yeah, I mean, it's a very productive lake for multiple species.
Tell our listeners a little bit about Ridgeland, Mississippi. Also unfamiliar with it, but it sounds like they were great hosts for this event.
They were. It was super. We went to some great restaurants. There was one in particular that we all remembered and enjoyed a whole lot. It's called Cock on the Walk. And, boy, it was some great down-home southern food. It was fantastic. You know, the tourism lady told me there's 150 different restaurants, but she was real adamant about pointing out that they're not your typical chain restaurants.
Right.
You know, that they're one-of-a-kind restaurants with some top-notch chefs, parks, a lot of hiking and biking opportunities. And it's just right outside Jackson, Mississippi, the capital of the state. Ridgeland's almost a suburb of Jackson. So you've got Jackson, Mississippi, not very far away if you want to get into a bigger city. But, yeah. It was a really cool. I've been to the other lakes to the north, Grenada, Sardis, made a trip there back in April. But this was my first trip on Barnett, and I definitely want to go back.
Well, I think you are probably encouraging some of our listeners to go there, too. So, folks, if you're interested in going, check out Barnett Reservoir in northeast Mississippi, and check out Ridgeland, Mississippi, too. Their tourism bureau, do you have the website by chance?
Their website, the tourism, is www.exploreridgeland.com. I need to mention one particular guide I fished with, who that's his home lake, and his name's Brad Chappell. He's referenced in the Crappie Nail article. There's pictures or even a video in there I shot with Brad. And I tell you what, that guy, he knows that lake better than I know my backyard. I think he told me he had 3,000 waypoints on his electronics, and he knows exactly which ones hold fish and which ones don't for the right time of year. But you better plan in advance, because Brad stays booked up way in advance. But, yeah, visit crappienail.com and read that article you're talking about. It's called Ridgeland, Mississippi Barnett Reservoir Host Crappie Nail Media Camp. And there's a lot of good information and a lot of good web links there.
All right. Again, crappienow.com is the website to go to. Check out the article about this media camp. And again, if you want to plan a trip to Barnett Reservoir and go fishing with Brad Chappell, just go to bradchappellguideservice.com and check out exploreridgeland.com and plan a stay in Ridgeland, Mississippi, a crappie fishing stay that's going to be a whole bunch of fun. Richard, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Well, John, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, now that you've got some great advice about catching crappie, hopefully you can go out there and catch a whole mess of them. And when you do, you know you're going to have to clean them. And the job gets a lot easier if you have a sharp fillet knife. And how do you sharpen it? Well, with a knife sharpener from WorkSharp. You can either use an electric model. They've got a whole line of kitchen knife sharpeners. I've got one on my counter that I use all the time on my cutlery, including my fillet knife. And I've got a guided field sharpener that I use when I'm out in the field. So if you're at the fish cleaning station or just on the bank of the river or the lake, that works just fine too. Either way, WorkSharp makes your life easier on the water and when you get off the water and need to clean those fish. So look for electric and manual knife sharpeners from WorkSharp at their website at WorkSharpTools.com or at quality sporting goods stores all over the United States. The website again, WorkSharpTools.com. I'm heading to Sportsman's Cove Lodge with my daughter Faith. We're going to be fishing there from July 6th through the 9th, and guess what? They've got space available, and they are offering $1,000 off per person. So here's your opportunity to come fishing with me. I would love to fish with you for lingcod, for salmon, for halibut, true cod, and more. Again, the dates are July 6th through the 9th. It's $1,000 off. Go to alaskasbestlodge.com and sign up for a trip to Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We got my old friend Michael Whitlow on the line. He's the Western representative for Anglers Inn International, and he's been down at Anglers Inn at Lake El Salto in Mexico, and man, oh man, the fishing's been good. Mike, great to have you back in the air.
Yeah, great to be back, John. Looking forward to telling you all about it.
You know, you had me down 2 or 3 years ago and had a great time, caught my personal best, actually caught several personal best fish. But, you know, the fishing, it wasn't red hot. We were averaging about 20 fish a day. I understand, though, that your recent trips, it's been in fuego, also known as on fire. Tell our listeners about the fishing there.
Well, let me tell you, John, about 3 years ago, we had three hurricanes in the fall, and that blew the water out. The water was over the spillway for several weeks, and that pushes the fish real deep down in the treetops. So the next year, fishing was a little tough. I think that's the year you went with us, even though you caught some big, high-quality fish, fat. The next year, we had a biomass explosion, tilapia, I'd swear by the millions, and the shad exploded. that next year the fishing was okay. This year it is off the charts. El Salto is back. It's gone through a little cycle. And let me tell you, the 5s, 6s, 7s, 8s, and 9s, and there's still a lot of double digits in there. We're catching quite a few. But to go down there, I had a group in May 1st to the 6th. We had 24 of us. I think we had about 10 couples, and almost everybody in the group caught their personal best. A gentleman from Idaho, been with me for a second time, caught 110 fish. Yeah, that's right, 110 fish in one day by himself on swim baits. Had 37 fish between 7 and 9.5 pounds. El Salto is on fire, and it is back with a fury.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Lake El Salto, folks, it's located in Mexico, about an hour and a half away from Mazatlan. And it's a really unique fishery because this is not an old lake. It's actually a fairly new reservoir, what, about 30, 35 years old now?
Yeah, it's over 30 years old now, yes.
And it's planted with these Florida strain largemouth bass that get really, really big. So there's a bunch of bass swimming in there that are 10 pounds and better, aren't there?
Oh, there's lots of them. And, you know, my boss, Billy Chapman Jr., who owns Anglers In International, and I'm so blessed to work for him, he's the one that introduced Florida strain largemouth to these Mexican lakes over 30 years ago. He put them in El Salto. He had them put tilapia in there. And that just that mix, those tilapia are nutrient-rich. It makes the bass grow big. And it's an irrigation reservoir. So the water goes up in the fall, and it comes down, you know, during the irrigation season. Right now, it's about 60 feet down. In the fall, when it starts raining, all that grass grows up, the tilapia feed on that, the bass feed on it. Right now, there's so many 5 to 9 pound fish in that lake. It's just, it's incredible. All the reports from all of our customers that are coming down fishing, they're all catching big fish and lots of them.
Well, let's talk about a typical trip to Lake El Salto. What does that look like?
Well, a standard trip is 4 nights, 3+ days of fishing. Most of the trips that I host, I usually do 5 nights, 4.5, because that extra day is 3.5 days just ain't enough down there. 4.5 days does it just about right. So you can come down with me. The cost is $26.20 for a 5-night, 4+ day trip with us. And what that gets you is you just got to bring some fishing reels and you got to bring some tackle, and we'll send you a suggested tackle list depending upon the season you're there. Other than that, you get your airfare. From there on, we take care of it. We'll pick you up at the airport in private vans, whisk you up to the lodge, lodging on the lake, 2 to a room, 2 to your own 18-foot aluminum bass boat with your own guide, all meals, drinks, open bar, alcohol included. And you know what, John? They even do our laundry for us every day, so you don't have to pack real heavy. So, I mean, we take care of everything, feed you great meals, you do not go hungry, and then you get out and you catch a lot of fish.
You do indeed. And folks, I got to tell you, the customer service is fantastic at Anglers In International Lake El Salto. The accommodations are very comfortable, and you are going to fish a lot and catch a lot of fish. You're going to have a great time. And I've really got to recommend the hosted trips over the non-hosted trips, because what Mike offers in terms of like tackle recommendations and insider knowledge, it's night and day than trying to do this alone. And, you know, great example, when I was down there, there was a group coming in that was non-hosted, and they had no idea what kind of tackle to bring, and so I was literally giving the guy some of my Berkeley War Pigs, because they were just the lure to use, and he had no idea that that was something that was going to work. And so, not only that, you know, do you get the insider knowledge and the tackle recommendations, but you also had the opportunity to spend some extra time in Mazatlan at a great resort, El Cid. Tell our listeners about this option.
So at the end of your fishing trip, or even sometimes on the front end, whether you're bringing the wives or girlfriends, or if it's just the guys, on that very last day, you can fish 2 or 3 hours in the morning, and we can whisk you off to the airport, get you to the airport on time to fly home, probably get back to the States at your destination at midnight or later, depending upon where you live. But the alternate to that is you'll fish till 11 like a regular day, come in and have lunch, you pack, we'll whisk you off to Mazatlan and stay the night at a beautiful resort right on the beach. I can handle that for you. Then you can stay 1, 2, 3 nights. I can customize it however you want. But at least on that last day, you can fish till 11, have lunch, go to Mazatlan, relax, have a nice dinner, sleep in a little bit, get back to the airport. You're rested for that long journey home. So, you know, we can help you with that, too.
and I would highly recommend it. El Cid is definitely a five-star all-inclusive resort. All sorts of pool areas. They got a private beach right in the marina. A great place to stay in Mazatlan.
Yes, it is.
I guess we need to talk about one other thing. Do you have any more trips going on this year, and do you have any openings?
I do. I've got some of the best fishing in the summertime, July 1st to the 6th. You can actually meet up and go with me, and July 6th to the 11th. I've still got a few spots in those groups. The summertime fishing, it even gets better. The lake's probably going to be down a few more feet. These fish are stacked up. They're in big schools. They're chasing the shad and tilapia on the surface. The topwater bite, phenomenal. It's not uncommon to catch 30, 40 fish in the mornings on topwaters, and I'm talking some big fish. The spinnerbait bite, the swim bait, the crankbait bite, it's all a reaction bite. Of course, you got to throw the plastics in during the middle of the day, but I'm telling you, the summertime bite can be off the charts. 100-plus fish days is not uncommon.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, there's nothing better than a topwater bite from a big bass. And my personal best, which is an 8-plus pounder, was caught at Lake El Salto on a topwater popper. So consider heading on down there for these July trips. Again, the price is right. You're going to have a great host that's going to guide you through your experience, and you're going to have a wonderful time. If folks want to book a trip with you in July, how do they do it, Mike?
Well, you can call our 1-800-GOT-A-FISH number and ask for Michael Whitlow, and they'll get you in touch with me, and we'll get you set up. Or you can call me on my direct personal phone. I'll take good care of you, 509-378-2814. Again, 509-378-2814. Or you can contact me at mike.whitlow@anglersin.com. Looking forward to having you guys join me. And like I said, this is a trip of a lifetime. The problem is once you go once, you're going to want to do it again.
So very true. The email again is mike.whitlow, that's W-H-I-T-L-O-W, @anglersin.com. Can't remember that, or you don't have a pen, just go to anglersin.com. Call the 1-800 line. Tell them you want to book a trip with Mike Whitlow, and they will hook you up. You're going to have a great time. And July is coming up really quick. Great opportunity to go fishing, catch some big, big bass in Mexico, and get pampered while you're at it. Mike, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Well, you bet. It's good to be with you. Good to talk to you and catch up again, John.
Amen. In other news, I've got to give it up for our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They've come up with something very unique. It's the Garden Gun Smoothbore 22 caliber lever action rifle. Now, the Henry Garden Gun is one that you use if you are trying to deal with mice or maybe snakes on your property. And obviously, if you live in the city, this isn't going to work out for you. But if you live in the country and want to get rid of some of these pests, this is the perfect rifle for you. It actually uses a 22 caliber long range shot shell. And because it's a smooth bore and doesn't have rifling, it distributes the projectiles in a really tight pattern. Throw in the fact it's got a 15 round capacity, and there's plenty of pest control to go around. Like all of the firearms from Henry Repeating Arms, it's made in the USA. It comes with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. So check it out. It's at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there.
Explore the Dalles, the hub where discovery and history come together. Whether the Northwest is your home or you're on an adventure, the Dalles welcomes you. Just 80 miles east of Portland is the perfect year-round escape with a community that cares about you. 300 days of sun, breathtaking outdoor recreation, and a downtown full of the unexpected. Oh, and the rich history that began before the Oregon Trail. Start planning at explorethedalles.com.
I'm heading to Sportsman's Cove Lodge with my daughter Faith. We're going to be fishing there from July 6th through the 9th, and guess what? They've got space available, and they are offering $1,000 off per person. So here's your opportunity to come fishing with me. I would love to fish with you for lingcod, for salmon, for halibut, true cod, and more. Again, the dates are July 6th through the 9th. It's $1,000 off. Go to AlaskasBestLodge.com and sign up for a trip to Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
When you think of WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but WorkSharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
This is the time of year to get out and cook out. So make your next meal sizzle with Camp Chef, the brand known for quality outdoor cooking. From camp stove to cast iron, from smokers to grills, Camp Chef will change the way you cook outdoors. To eat like a king on your next adventure, go to CampChef.com or visit your local sporting goods store and get cooking. Whether you're serving breakfast in the backcountry or barbecue on the back patio, savor the simplicity with Camp Chef. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
You know, you see a huge group of people, and maybe they're in line to do something, and they seem happy about it. You have to wonder, okay, what am I missing? What's going on here? What are these people excited about? Well, in this case, it's thousands of people, and they're joining MediShare. Why? Well, MediShare is a much more affordable alternative to health insurance. It's reliable, too. It's a well-run community of Christians. They've been sharing each other's medical expenses for more than 30 years. And if you switch, you'll likely save hundreds of dollars a month. Most members wind up paying about half what they used to. And you know what? They find they like it better. MediShare's member satisfaction rate is 98%. That's way better than health insurance, as you might imagine. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. You get telehealth 24/7. Huge freedom in choosing your doctors. At least check into it. This may be one of those things where you're like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why not start saving now? Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Plotline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Plotline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And now, back to our show.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is a place I call home. It's the Pacific Northwest, and it's defined in a large part by the Columbia River. And a couple of people have come out with a beautiful coffee table book called Big River. It's all about the Columbia River, and it's all about the resilience and renewal in the Columbia Basin. Not just the Columbia River, but its tributaries, too. With us here is one of the people that contributed to it, David Moskowitz, who has got some fantastic photography that fills up this book. David, welcome to the show.
It's good to be with you.
Let's tell folks a little bit about the Columbia River. We've got listeners back east that know very little about it.
Sure. Well, the Columbia River is one of the largest river systems in North America, and its watershed is the size of the country of France, and it occupies part of Washington State, Oregon, Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and a big chunk of the province of British Columbia as well.
Well, most folks think of the Columbia as just flowing from British Columbia into the Pacific Ocean along the borders of Oregon and Washington. But you're right, the tributaries, the watershed itself covers a lot more ground. And the Columbia got its name from Captain Cook, who discovered it, and I think it was 1792, and named it after his ship, the Columbia Rediva. But you've got the title of the book called The Big River, and that comes from Native American language, doesn't it?
Yeah, so the Columbia River most certainly was not discovered by a European explorer. There's been people living on this river for many, many, many millennia before European Americans showed up here. And actually, there's a number of different languages spoken on this river with many, many dialects between that. And one of the commonalities amongst many of these indigenous languages is that they referred to the main stem of the what we know as the Columbia River as just simply the Big River. And so we took the name of our book from that original name for this really big river system that's big in many ways, not just in terms of volumes of water, but it's been a central theme of human cultures that have lived in this region for as long as there's been people living in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, you've done a wonderful job with the photography in this book, and you cover a lot of ground that I hold near and dear that I've been to, and you collaborated with Eileen Delahanny Perks on this. How did this collaboration work where you did the photography and she did the narrative?
Yeah, well, so when I started cooking up the idea of this project to do a documentary photography book about the contemporary Columbia River system, started doing some background reading on it. And one of the books I picked up was Eileen's book, A River Captured. And I just learned a ton from that and loved her voice and loved her perspective. And so myself and the publisher brought her on to write the essay, which accompanies my photography in this book. And it was just a great compliment. The way she, you know, her background and knowledge of the river was really critical in helping shape the overall design of the book.
You know, the river has really changed over the years. It used to be free flowing, and you had not just, you know, the Lewis and Clark expedition going down and hollowed out cedar canoes, but you also had steamers, you know, stern wheel steamers that were going through the rapids in the upper Columbia River. But then it got dammed. And the biggest dam, of course, is Grand Coulee Dam that was built in the 1930s, project of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And of course, Bonneville Dam was also built too. But there's like nine dams now, at least nine dams on the Columbia River. And that's really changed what the river looks like today, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and that's a lot of the previous books that have covered the Columbia River have really either looked at what was lost behind those dams or really looked at the river as something of an industrial project that's, you know, highly managed for flood control and irrigation and power. And those are certainly important stories, but there's so much more to this river than just what was lost or something that's now managed by large dams. The river system itself is still, it's so big and diverse as far as ecological diversity, cultural diversity. The fact that salmon, although they're very beleaguered compared to what they used to be, are still surviving in this river system is really just a testament to both the power of those animals and then also the cultural importance of these creatures to indigenous people and settler colonial culture here as well, that we're working so hard to keep these fish alive. So really the river has changed a lot. It's changed a lot over millennia. You know, the whole river system was really in some ways created by giant floods back during the Ice Age that scoured a lot of eastern Washington and carved out the Columbia River Gorge. And so what we're seeing today in a geological context is a river doing what it's supposed to do, which is changing and evolving over time. And just right now, a lot of that change is due to human cultural impacts rather than geological forces. But nevertheless, this river is definitely a system that's has been in flux and will continue to be in flux moving forward.
One thing I love about this book is that it highlights not just the river, not just the wildlife that's found in the watershed, but it also highlights the people that are working to protect the river and the watershed and the photos and stories behind them as well.
Yeah, you know, when I wanted to, you know, work on a snapshot of what the Columbia River looks like today, I knew that that was going to include wild places and wild stretches of the river system, and then also places deeply impacted by humans and culture and industry. And I wanted to create a series of images that tied all those things together. And so one of the things I did with a series of portraits of people was I put them in their context on the river. So I wanted to show people with different relationships with the river in their particular context, whether that's somebody managing barges moving through the dams or an indigenous fisher person or, you know, whatever the case may be. I wanted to put them in their context. And then in the same way, I've got a whole series of portraits of wildlife in their particular context in relationship to the river. So I wanted to visually show the broad diversity of ecology and culture and all the different ways that different people and creatures are connected to this river, and to really show the diversity that we need to care for as we move forward and think about how to, you know, manage this river system into the next century.
Well, I'll tell you what, you did a great job capturing not just the portraits of the people that are intertwined in this river, but also the wildlife too. Everything from bison to caribou to harlequin ducks and river dippers and a whole lot more. Folks, you know, they say that coffee table books have gone by the wayside. Well, this one is bringing it all back. Again, it's Big River, Resilience and Renewal in the Columbia Basin. And if you want to get a copy, go to BigRiverColumbia.com. That's the website to go to. This is a brand new book. Again, BigRiverColumbia.com. Order a book today, and it's going to have a great place in your coffee table. You're going to be like me. You're going to be reaching for it and looking at the pictures and reading the narrative over and over again. It's a beautiful portrait of a beautiful river that is just fighting to evolve in a good way here in the Pacific Northwest. David, thanks so much for all you've done in putting together this book and for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
It's been my pleasure. Really excited to share more about this amazing river system with people far and wide.
In other news, I've been telling you about the fact that my daughter and I are going to be fishing at Sportsman's Cove Lodge in southeast Alaska on Prince of Wales Island from July 6th to the 9th, and that they're offering a $1,000 discount per person. Well, apparently the word got out. Some of our listeners signed up. I just checked with the lodge. They only have one opening left. So if you've been wanting to make a trip to Alaska and go fishing and be treated like royalty and eat great food and have wonderful accommodations and see all sorts of wildlife, well, the place to go is alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com. Come fish with me and my daughter Faith. We're going to be there with 28 other guests and 30 staff members from July 6th to the 9th, and I would love to see you there. Again, the website to go to alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Speaking of Sportsman's Cove Lodge, if you are into podcasts, check out the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. It's heard exclusively on CL Sports Radio, KJR 93.3, Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m. And it combines not just the national show that you're hearing today, but also Pacific Northwest content for a total amount of 58 minutes and 50 seconds of airtime. If you live or play in the Pacific Northwest, this is definitely the show for you. And I'm happy to announce once again that this is podcast exclusively on the Cove Sportsman's Network on YouTube. Just look for the Cove Sportsman's Network on YouTube, subscribe,
And you can check out this podcast every week. Again, it's the Cove Sportsman's Network, put out by Sportsman's Cove Lodge. You can also hear America Outdoors Radio, not the Pacific Northwest edition, but America Outdoors Radio on our sister show, Northwestern Outdoors Radio, as podcast too. Just look for either one on the platform that you listen to podcasts on. You'll find it in no time at all. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping that you are blessed and healthy and that, like me, you're getting to do a little bit of fishing and spending some time outdoors. After all, it is your country and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Israel has carried out the largest hostage rescue operation since the war began in October. Military says four hostages, three men and one young woman, are free. They've been taken in for medical evaluation. All four are doing just fine. United Nations Secretary General will tell Security Council next week both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in the war. BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega reports on the Israeli reaction.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as you said, called the UN delusional after this decision. He said that the UN had added itself to the black list of history. The Israeli Foreign Minister said that this decision would result in a change in relations between Israel and the United Nations.
Also at townhall.com, yet more bad news for the Biden administration when it comes to the nation's economy.
A News Nation Decision Desk HQ survey released Wednesday shows more bad news for President Biden on the economic front. According to the poll, 58% of registered voters say they are living paycheck to paycheck, as standard living expenses are taking up the bulk of their monthly income. The economy was listed as the number one topic voters want to see in a presidential debate. The number increases among young voters. According to MAGA War Room, 78% of young voters make that claim.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. And even more bad news for the Biden team, overdue credit card debt, now at its highest level in more than a decade. Those who are 35 and younger are struggling more than other age groups to pay their bills. Share of credit card debt that's more than 90 days overdue rose to 10.7% in the first quarter. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's lots of things you can try. You know, tough it out. Bite the bullet. Grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where it starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try a Relief Factor instead. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800 the number for relief and save on your first order. That's 1-800 the number for relief. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Shark attacks in Florida.
Here in Walton County, double red flags flying on the stunning white sand beaches after three people attacked in two separate shark attacks 4 miles apart. One woman, 45 years old, losing her arm. Two teenage girls, ages 15 and 17, in waist-deep water attacked. Beachgoers not happy. Needless to say, pools here are packed. $500 fines being issued by the Sheriff's Department for anyone going in the ocean. Laura Winters, Sandestin, Florida.
Well, the Coast Guard says a freighter in Lake Superior hitting something underwater and started taking on water then. Authorities receiving reports Saturday morning
that a 689-foot-long ship had collided with something. They're still not sure what it was. The vessel carried a low-grade iron ore, 22 people on board. No reports of any injuries. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Correspondent Ed Donahue reporting now on the verdicts in on a COVID fraud trial.
A jury in Minnesota convicted five people and acquitted two others for their roles in a scheme to steal more than $40 million that was supposed to feed children during the coronavirus pandemic. Prosecutors say more than $250 million in federal funds was taken in the Minnesota scheme overall.
This conduct was not just criminal, it was depraved. Brazen.
The seven people were the first of 70 to stand trial. The case received widespread attention after someone tried to bribe a juror with a bag of $120,000 in cash. Defense attorneys argued at trial their clients provided real meals to real people. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wall Street numbers yesterday. The Dow ending the week down 87 on Friday. S&P off 6 while the NASDAQ dropped 41 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
On Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your bulldog acting a little bored? Does your rescued Siamese kitten have you totally stumped? Have you given up on your Havanese? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really want to understand or try to understand your dog or cat's behavior nearly as well as they understand yours, maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show. Yes, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, If you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, you want to find out why your dog is digging, jumping, humping, not eating, eating too much, hates the dog down the block, you invite him over to see another dog and he goes crazy, your cat scratched your favorite chair, peed on your bed, won't use the litter box, you get the idea. That's what we do here on the Pet Show and have for over 43 years, is help people resolve any issues that possibly they're having with their dog or cat's behavior. But from my perspective, folks, a lot more common, any issues that the dogs or cats may be having with their human's behavior. Just a reminder, if you have a question or comment about your dog's behavior, everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air will get a really, really great gift for their dog or cat. If you're new to the show, not biscuits here. Many of the gifts I give away is worth as much as 25, 35, 40, even 50 bucks. So great time to give me a call. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Here's what I have planned for the show today. If I don't get to all of it, it's only because the phones are always busy. You know, we often hear the term PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, and how it affects people that have gone through traumas. But what about dogs and cats? Can our dogs and cats suffer with PTSD as well? I think you'll find my response interesting. Also coming up, you know, we spend an awful lot of time with our dogs correcting them when they're doing something wrong. But taking the time to connect positively with your dog will actually encourage positive behavior. So if you're spending more time telling your dog no and less time telling your dog yes, you get the idea. You know, I often joke on the show that sometimes you walk into a house and you say no because the dog comes thinking that's his name. Also coming up, are you tired? Are you waking up in the middle of the night? It's late at night. You want a glass of water. You go in the kitchen. It's early in the morning. You get up to go into the kitchen for your coffee. And you go past the cat's litter box and you're stepping on litter because he kicked it all over the place? Are you tired of stepping in kitty litter after your cat uses their litter box? Why do some cats make such a mess with their litter? I have the reasons coming up. Also, I love this topic. How to be your pet's safe place. We all want that. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, doesn't get along with other dogs, doesn't get along with some people, your dog believes if he sees it, he's got to hump it, give me a call. That's what the show is all about, helping you cope with your pets. 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, if you want to answer it, feel free. The question of the day is pretty simple. What's your dog or cat's favorite time of day? What is your dog or cat's favorite time of day? Are they morning dogs, evening dogs, morning cats, evening cats? Give me a call. 877-725-8255. The phones are jamming. Let me go right to them. Let me take a call from my friend Sue in calling from beautiful Upland, California. Hey, Sue, welcome to the show.
Hey there. Pleasure talking to you.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking with you. So tell me what's going on. I know that you have two Labradoodles. You have them on Hugs and Kisses. That's my supplement. One is still scratching.
Yeah, we have two Golden Doodles.
Yeah.
One is 10 years old. One is 17 months. The 17-month-old, we use a special shampoo on him when we shampoo him for sensitive skin because we noticed this before. But both of them have Lucy's Pets food and Hugs and Kisses, and he's still scratching.
Is this the younger one still scratching?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about the dog. Is he a calm dog? Is he a mellow dog? Is he an active dog?
He's very active.
Okay.
Very active.
Now tell me where he's scratching. Tell me where he's scratching.
All over.
Yeah.
Under the pits, in the genitals, yeah. Every place.
So let me ask you a question. You've been to the vet, I'm assuming, right?
No, I have not.
Okay, here's what you need to do. You know, Hugs and Kisses has lecithin and biotin, which is incredible for skin and coat. However, if the dog has allergies to other environmental issues, which it sounds like to me is a possibility here, that nothing in the world is going to change that until you get him on the proper allergy medication as well. The reason that you're telling me he's licking under his arms and under his arms, under his paws, whatever, that's all indicative of an allergy. So here's what I would do. I would have the conversation. I would speak to your vet because, you know, it's a young dog. I don't want him because this can really, you know, affect his behavior later on. I want you to have the conversation, explain to him, and the vet may say, you know what, maybe we should do an allergy test and find out specifically what the dog is allergic to. Is he allergic to something I'm feeding him? Is he allergic to the carpet cleaner you're using? Is he allergic to some fertilizer your people are using on the lawn? So there could be any number of reasons, Sue. But before we make any major changes, it's not fair to the dog. If you were telling me that it's just a food situation, I could say change the food. I think at this point, 17 months, he's still going through the growing stages. I really think a conversation with a veterinary dermatologist or your regular vet, either one, can do an allergy test. You can find out specifically what's causing the problem and take care of it so that he has the rest of his life to live without that problem. So it might be, it sounds to me like it's more of an allergy scenario than anything else in terms of and it's been going on since you've had the puppy?
We've had him since birth.
Yeah, and it's been going on since then?
We got him when he was 8 weeks old.
Yeah, but it's been, the scratching's been going on since then?
He kind of grew into that. About a year, he started doing the scratching so much.
Let's do the dog a favor, Sue. Let's do you a favor and do me a favor, and I want you to call me back and let me know. But it sounds to me like there's a good possibility that there's some type of allergy going on there. What it is, I don't know. It could be food. Could be any number of things. But there's some type of allergy going on there. So I would definitely have that checked at this point.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Sue, don't go in. Go ahead.
No. I was going to tell you his favorite time of day.
What is his favorite time of day?
All day long. just play. He throws things in the air. He catches. He's just so lovable and active. And if you're not paying attention to him, he walks up and puts his head on your leg and says, I'm here.
And let me tell you, Sue, something about your dog. Those batteries never wear out. Those batteries,
Our 10-year-old Golden Doodle is kind of wearing out on us a little bit, but since we got Isaac, it's kind of increased his energy a little bit. So,
now, do you walk them on a leash and harness?
Every day.
Okay, what I'm going to do, listen, I got to move on. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a special gift. I'm going to send you one of those little air horns. We had these made up specifically. You know, I get these calls all the time from people that walk their dogs, and I'm in Arizona right now. It could be a coyote. It could be a pack of stray dogs. It could be some crazy person. I always carry a small air horn. It fits right into the palm of my hand whenever I take my dogs for a walk. And it's just something, and even my wife goes to the store to buy something, she always has one with her. Anyway, the air horns, I think they're like $8 or $9. We have them on the website. We had them made up. You can get them at thepetshow.com. Don't forget that. And I think everyone who has a pet should have one of these from a safe perspective. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. Paula, I promise you'll be next. Then we have Bob in Sarasota, Florida. We got Gary calling as well. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. The phone number. Listen, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet every week. I've been talking about Lucy Pet for many, many years now. And there's many reasons I do it. First of all, it's the food I feed my own pets. That ought to be indicative to you how much I believe in it. But more important than that, I guarantee you that you have no idea where your dog or cat food is made. I guarantee you, you know the name of the CEO or the manufacturer of your dog or cat food. You know the name of the brand, but do you know where it's manufactured? And if they manufacture 20 different brands at that place? No. Let me tell you, I do. Lucy Pet Food has their own plant. They manufacture their own food right in Southern California. They even invested heavily in their own laboratory, which means every item is tested as it comes in. There's nothing safer, nothing better, nothing healthier, as far as I'm concerned, for your dogs or cats at Lucy Pet Food. Obviously, it's what I feed my own. It has that prebiotic balanced fiber. It's absolutely amazing. I don't want you just to listen to me, though, because, you know, they're a sponsor on the show. You know I love Lucy Pet Food. I've been talking to you for years, but I actually want you to hear from listeners, because listeners will tell you exactly what's going on when they change.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
Lucy Pet for me, you know, everyone I've given it to, everyone that's purchased it on their website has always said the same thing. Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet Food. We know where it's made. We know how healthy it is. And you know what? Our dogs and cats love it. So I want you also to check out Lucy Pet Food. Here's what I want you to do. Go to their website. Easy enough to remember. LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. And if you go there and you spend just $35, you can get the kitty lickies, which you know cats love. You can get the wet food for your dog or cat. You can get the dog food rolls, the hip-to-be-square treats. Check out their website. There's some great stuff there. LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day, and he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on a gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With the death of Iranian President Raisi, a lit match has been thrown into the tinderbox of the Middle East. What does this mean? What's next for Iran, and what's next for the wider region?
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, what is your pet's favorite time of day? Let me take some more calls right now, though. Let's go to Paula. Hey, Paula, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you for taking my call.
I know you held for a long time on the LA show, so thank you for being so patient. What can I do for you, Paula?
Well, yeah, I'm so excited to hear what you suggest. My dog is almost 100% perfect. She is wonderful, but every now and then there's a random dog, and she decides she hates him, and she starts growling and lunging on her leash, and it's very rare, maybe once out of every. I don't know. Maybe once out of every.
Well, you know, Paula. Here's. Let me explain what's going on. A lot of people don't understand this, okay? But dogs are really not that different than we are. There are certain people that I meet that I don't like right off the bat, okay? I don't growl and lunge at them, but that's just the way it is. You know, there are certain ways that dogs look at each other, certain expressions, the pupils of the eyes, the height of the tail, the position of the ears, the way they're standing. These are all indicative to the other dog's behavior. So perhaps your dog is reacting to that. If you were to say to me, listen, Warren, the dog is like this with every dog he sees, then I take a different approach to it. But it sounds to me like there are certain dogs, the only thing I would recommend that you do is really solidify your real basic training. And the reason I say that is if you're walking him and he does come across another dog that for whatever reason doesn't look like he's thrilled to meet, at least you can control him with your basic training. That's how to resolve issues. For example, right now, excuse me, what's your dog's name, by the way, Paula?
It's Ruby. It's a she. Ruby.
Okay, if I were to take Ruby out right now, or if you were to take Ruby out right now, and Ruby saw another dog that she didn't like, I guarantee you, Paula, you'd be saying, no, knock it off, stop it, wait till Daddy comes home, and pulling her back, which is only creating more of aggressive behavior or assertive behavior. Solidify your basic training. Also remember this. When you see another dog and she's reacting, you're reacting. You may not think you are, but the anxiety is going from one end of the leash to the other end. So what you need to do is have a glass of bourbon before you take her for a walk. Now, all joking aside, what I want you to do is I want you to really solidify the training. And also when you notice she's assertive towards another dog, rather than it being no, 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 move away, do some basic training at that point, and walk away. Don't react to her, because once you react to her reacting, then you're actually reinforcing her reaction. So the best thing to do is, I did this when a lot of my dogs that I've had over the years came out of horrible situations that were assertive with other dogs when I first got them, and I would just continue walking. None of your concern, guys, and I would just continue walking until I realized that even though the other dog might not be their buddy, there's no need to show that aggressive behavior. So a little bit more training at this point, calm yourself down, continue walking, and that can easily be resolved, I promise, Paula.
Well, I usually do an about face and ask her to heel and just start walking.
Yeah, but that's something a trainer probably told you to do, but you're reacting to her aggressive behavior. But even by using the heel command and turning around at that point.
Yeah, and then I end up kind of having to drag her. So
yeah, the bottom line, solidify your basic training. When she reacts, you don't react. You say it's none of your concern, just continue walking. Just continue walking, because if you react, either by knocking off or stomping, again, you're reinforcing that behavior.
Okay, so that's what I'll do. I won't stop. I won't about face.
There you go, Paul. And listen, you give it a shot. I'm going to send you a copy of my book. There's a lot of good info. I'm going to send you a copy of the book. Give it some time. Give me a call back. We can go a little bit further, but right now I think that's the best way for you to approach it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And give Ruby a hug and a kiss. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. We're going to have to break in a minute. When we come back, we have Gordon calling from Plant City, Florida. We got Judy in Ohio. We got Bob in Sarasota. We got Gary in L.A. We'll get to all your calls. I do have one open line. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I wish you guys could hear my L.A. show. I had someone call me L.A. They adopted a 10-month-old puppy. The puppy was chewing, and the husband wanted to bring the dog to the pound. Can you believe that? You think I lost my temper? You bet I did. In fact, I invited the husband to come on the air with me next week. We'll see if he does and what he has to say. Again, the number 877-725-8255. A quick break, and then Gordon, Gary, Bob, Judy, we'll get to all your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
The doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With the death of Iranian President Raisi, a lit match has been thrown into the tinderbox of the Middle East. What does this mean? What's next for Iran and what's next for the wider region?
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries.
For only $25 plus fees.
Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for Micro Wrestling.
Tickets start at just $15 plus fees. Don't miss this action-packed weekend.
For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm
celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We're back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you want to find out why your dog is digging, chewing, barking excessively, humping everything in sight. You can't take your dog for a walk because he pulls you down the block. Your cat's not using the litter box, doesn't get along with the other cat, wakes you up in the middle of the night, peed on your pillow. That's what the Pet Show is all about. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, great time to give me a call. By the way, if you're new to the show, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items were $30, $40, even $50. Great time to give me a call, even if you just want to answer the question of the day, which is, do you believe that your dogs and cats have similar personalities to you? Give me a call. Let me know. I will send you a great gift, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Hey, before I get to you, Sherry, and I will get to you in a second or so, it was kind of interesting. There was something the other day, the way a veterinarian responded, and we all know losing a pet can be as devastating as the grief you experience losing any family member. And some people make the difficult choice to not be in the room when it's time to say goodbye to their dog or cat. Now, recently, a veterinarian was asked a question, and the question was to the vet on Twitter, what's the hardest part of your job as a veterinarian? What's the hardest part of your job? He said, the vet responded with a heavy heart, the most difficult part is seeing an elderly or a sick dog or cat searching and looking for their owners in their final moments, because the owners decided not to be with them. As a matter of fact, 90% of pet guardians choose not to be in the room with their dogs or cats when they pass away. I have to be there, and I've been there for every one of my pets. So, but that was interesting what the vet said, that the hardest part of being a vet is looking at a dog or cat that's crossing the Rainbow Bridge looking for the people it loved one last time in their final moments, and they're not there. So my question to you guys, the second question to toss out to you guys as well, is when the time comes, are you going to want to be with your dog or cat when they do cross that Rainbow Bridge? Give me a call. If you get through, I'll send you a great gift, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. And it breaks my heart just reading that. My heart breaks for the veterinarian that's got to look at those eyes. And every time I've had to say goodbye to one of my pets, it was always done in my home, on their bed or my bed or the couch, someplace they felt real comfortable. I'd like to get your opinion on it as well. 877-725-8255. Right now, Jason, we're going to get to your call. I got a great response to you, but right now let's go to Sherry in beautiful Altoona, Pennsylvania. Hey, Sherry, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Beautiful. What can I do to help you?
Well, my sister has a dog. It's a Yorkie Chihuahua mix.
Is it a boy or a girl? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
So that's your niece?
No, it's my sister. Oh, well, yeah, the dog is, yes.
There you go.
Yes, Luna's my niece. And it has a cousin, which is my dog, Ava. But I live at my mother's house downstairs. But when I would come upstairs when she was visiting, it would poop right away. Now, it has stopped doing that, at least when it sees me, but it's still not potty trained, and it's been over a year.
How old is the dog now?
probably a year and 4 months. She got from the Humane Society.
Well, thank you for doing that. But when the dog is, I'm a little confused about when he's having accidents.
Well, anymore, it's just random. But it used to be as soon as it would seem. So I don't know if that plays in.
Okay, so what do you do now when you find the dog's had an accident? What do you do?
Well, I don't do anything. It's her dog.
But what does she do?
She just cleans up after it.
So she doesn't say to the dog anything. So the dog, here's what I want her to do. The next time the dog has an accident in the house, I don't care if he pees or poops or whatever he does, I want her to make sure she cleans it up with a good enzymatic stain and odor remover made specifically for dogs and cats. Nothing with ammonia. A lot of people reach for ammonia to clean up, and ammonia, if you've ever changed a baby's diapers, you know ammonia smells the same way. So that's really bad. Clean up with an enzymatic neutralizer for the dog. Once she's cleaned up that area, what I want her to do is try to spend a little bit more time playing with the dog in that area where the dog had had the accident. I also want her to take a little bit of the dog's treats or some of its dry food and put it in that area as well. I'm assuming the dog's not peeing or pooping near its food. Once the dog sees its food's going to go where it's had an accident, those accidents usually stop. Now, there are many, many other things I can do, but I think that's a good start at this point. Clean it up properly. Don't overreact. No yelling, no screaming, no jumping up and down. None of that nonsense. Clean it up. Once it's cleaned up, spend more time, an hour or two later, spend more time with the dog at that location. Put his toys there, some of his food, some of his treats. And if he does have an accident somewhere else the next time, do the same thing. Once he sees his food following him, I promise you, your sister will be walking around the house barefoot once again.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, great. Can I ask one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, great. Okay, I have a Westie, and most of the time it's great when we're out in public, but occasionally, well, actually probably at least 50% of the time, if it sees another dog, it wants to play with that other dog. Well, it always wants to play with the other dog, but probably 50% of the time it'll, like, growl at it. And, like, wag its tail. I mean,
well,
I know...
You know, a growl isn't always a bad thing, Sherry. Sometimes a dog will growl because they're just feeling a little bit uncomfortable. So rather than bite, they growl just to let you know, like somebody, leave me alone. They're just feeling a little uncomfortable. Now, the thing to remember...
No, she's pulling the leash wanting to go play with it. Like, if I ask the people, I'll just tell them. I'll be like, look, she's not mean. She sounds mean right now, but she really just wants to play with your dog. And then take her over, she's fine.
Okay, then I'm not going to correct it. Because I was going to say, if she's really aggressive with the other dogs, then the thing to do is to continue walking. But the fact that she's getting along with the other dogs, a lot of people misunderstand growling. They don't understand that growling is not always a bad thing. I'm going to do a segment on it in the next couple of weeks. But Sherry, I would leave it alone at this point. If you try to correct it, I think you're going to have more of a problem than begin. But your niece dog will now be housebroken, I promise. But don't go anywhere. Let's put Sherry on hold. Let's send her a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I want your sister to read the whole chapter specifically on housebreaking, resolving issues like that. You know, so many people spend so much time trying to correct their dog that the dog absolutely looks for the correction. So in other words, they do it on purpose knowing they're going to get corrected, but they'd rather get that attention than no attention at all. Hey, great time to give me a call. I got lots of stuff. I got hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies, and now I have Doggy Lickies, brand new from Lucy Pet. I have hemp seed oil, those air horns for coyotes, those T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, all natural herbal flea spray, lots of great stuff to give away, plenty of time for your calls. 877-725-8255. Specifically, Jason in Flint, Texas. Don't go anywhere. When I come back, I'm going to get to your call and I'm going to tell you how to stop your dog from chewing on his feet. Lisa in Washington State, we're going to get to you as well. Do have an open line here. 877-725-8255. So let's toss this question out. Would you want to be, or do you plan on being, when the time finally comes and your dog or cat is ready to cross the Rainbow Bridge, do you want to be with them at that last moment? I do. Some people don't. I think it's the right thing to do. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-725-8255, the phone number. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Listen, you've been listening to The Pet Show now. I guess we've been on, 43, 44 years? And about 30 years ago, I developed a product called Hugs and Kisses, a vitamin mineral supplement treats. Why did I develop Hugs and Kisses supplements? Specifically to help prevent excessive dander, shedding, dry skin, bare spots, and hairballs. So two of the most important ingredients in Hugs and Kisses are biotin and lecithin. Those two ingredients together, nothing better for skin and coat. I also made sure that I had glucosamine and chondroitin in the new Hugs and Kisses to help keep your dog and cat's hips and joints and bones in the best shape ever. And listen to this. You know, a lot of stuff has probiotics out there, and we have probiotics in Hugs and Kisses, but I also added prebiotics. A lot of people don't understand that prebiotics actually make the probiotics work better. Hugs and Kisses really work to help prevent shedding, dry skin, bare spots, just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why Hugs and Kisses supplement is an Amazon choice. But here's the deal. I understand that Amazon sold out. So what I want you to do, if you want to get the Hugs and Kisses supplements right away, go to Walmart.com. Hugs and Kisses available at Walmart.com. Or if you have a question, call my office directly, 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. Order your Hugs and Kisses today, then watch your dog or cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together, we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Please go to your local pet store and ask for Lucy Pet products. Thanks.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With the death of Iranian President Raisi, a lit match has been thrown into the tinderbox of the Middle East. What does this mean? What's next for Iran and what's next for the wider region?
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Reno, Nevada, May 13th was the first day of what promises to be a long 4 months for volunteers with Community for Veterans. In the last 21 years, representatives from most military branches spend their time selling raffle tickets and asking for donations to help out local veterans. This year, we need to raise $150,000, says Frank Greenwood with Community for Veterans. Our goal this year is to pay for an honor flight, the complete flight, which is $50,000. Veterans go to Washington, D.C., where they celebrate their service together. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site.
You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Diggity, dog, diggity. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Jason in beautiful Flint, Texas. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon?
I am doing absolutely fine. How can I help you today?
Oh, or is your question went about should people be with their dog? And absolutely, at the end of their life, no doubt.
Right. I think that's so important from the dog's point of view as well as yours.
It is, yes, sir. I've got a little Maltese that's a female, and she's 8 years old, and she has a foot chewing problem. She usually eats blue buffalo chicken and brown rice recipe is what we've put her on recently, but we just changed her to a lamb formula from Signature, hoping that maybe there's something in the chicken that she's not agreeing with.
Well, did your vet give you any reasons in terms of why she may be chewing on her paws?
Yeah, they said that it could be anxiety and it could be just a habit.
It could be any number of things. It could be allergies as well, not just food allergies. It could be an allergy to the grass outside. Could be allergy to some type of fertilizer. Could be an allergy to something you're using in the house to clean the floors or the carpeting. So allergies are something we always look for. The other thing is sometimes when a dog has pain, they'll constantly lick or chew on their foot as well, and they're kind of silent sufferers, so we may not know. If their nails are too long, that can also cause them to chew, as well as anxiety. There are so many things in terms of stopping a dog from chewing, but the first thing to do is make sure we try to figure out exactly what's causing it. Now, did the vet recommend allergies at all or talk about allergies at all with you?
First, we did the Apoquil, which seemed to help a little bit, but we didn't like the reading about it, how it suppressed their immune system. So we did just recently talk to them about running an allergy blood test, but it was really expensive, so we were trying to do something else.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is expensive, but the bottom line is what happens is they determine specifically what the allergies are, and they can make a vaccine specifically for your dog. Now, are there any other allergies with your dog? I mean, skin allergies, any food? Is there any other problem with them besides the paws?
No, it doesn't seem to be. She doesn't have rashes on her skin. Doesn't itch.
And if you examine the paws, does it hurt her when you touch the paws at all?
No, sir. Just when she's been gnawing them so much that they're red and swollen.
Okay.
But
here's what I'm going to do.
A little better about that.
I would love to have you get a second opinion from another vet, but let me do this for you, okay? Number one, if sometimes they develop a habit, it may start as a little pain, it may start as a little allergy, it may start as a little cyst, may start as any number of things, but very often it progresses to become a habit, and you know how difficult habits are to break. So let me do this. There's a product on the market. It's actually made anti-lick paw spray. It's made by a great company. I've been recommending them for years, and a lot of people have good results. So my response to you is, number one, I would get a second opinion at this point from your veterinarian, ask him for a second opinion, and at the same time, I'm going to send you some of this anti-lick paw spray, but let's see if you can actually keep the dog more stimulated. I mean, take him on more outings, take him more places, because a lot of times it's anxiety, but it doesn't sound like he's an anxious dog. He's relatively calm, correct?
Correct. Yes, she does like to play, but not for long as she gets worn out and ready to take a nap.
but that's what I would do. So in terms of this point, you know, make sure the paws are clean. Let's try the anti-lick paw spray. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks. We'll go further if we have to. How's that?
Okay, that'd be great.
Hey, you have a great day, Jason. We're going to send Jason some anti-lick paw spray. Hopefully that will help. But it's always a good idea to take the time to figure out the cause of something. Now, could be anxiety, could be allergy, could be pain, could be the nails are too long, could be some dermatological reason, could be any number of things, could be power. So it's really important to work with a vet to figure out the cause. Once we get to the cause, there are many different resolutions out there. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. We're going to get to you, Lisa. We'll get to you, Linda, as well. But right now, listen, you're listening to the Pet Show. That tells me that you guys all love animals. But if you were sure, if you knew that with every single dollar you donated, you could absolutely change the destiny of dogs and cats deserted in the wild, of course that's a legacy everyone would want to leave behind, right? For 44 years now, Delta Rescue and my good friend Leo Grillo could never do the absolutely amazing work they do. And I don't use the term amazing too frequently. And they can do it with your support. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care, over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta is the rescue group that deserves your dollars. I believe that. That's why I decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will actually make your money work for the animals right now. That's important. Avoid fundraising costs. That's important. And actually provide tax benefits for you. It's a win-win situation. Delta Rescue, if you didn't know, happened to be, by the way, top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com. And they prove every day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, going directly to the animals. But I get it. You may not be ready to make long-range plans, but every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just safe, not just happy, not just healthy, but actually loved. Yeah, loved for the first time in their lives. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Read the stories of how these throwaway pets were rescued by Delta. Then ask for details, like I did, on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning or to make a donation. So log on to DeltaRescue.org. Or text them directly to dogs to 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or neural processing unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, "Show me the email where I was promised a raise," or "Where are my wedding photos?" In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
This is your host, Herb Cohen, and if you're a high school principal, executive director, teachers and guidance counselors, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. If you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, or guidance counselor, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Why? because together we formed this nonprofit, realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org, to help introduce high school and GED students to our COs to be introduced to earn and grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Simply email us at info@realworldleaders.org. That's info@realworldleaders.org to help us introduce your high school and GED students to our CEOs.
And we are back on the Pet Show. We're going to have to break for the top of the hour. Lisa, you'll be my first call, followed by Linda in Florida. I got a whole other hour to go. Lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, Lucy Pet Food, Giddy Lickies, copies of my book, T-shirts, air horns. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls if you just want to answer the question. Do your dogs and cats have similar personalities to you? And do you want to be with your pets when you have to say that final goodbye? I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.